friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 55 of Friends with a Twist. I am Madison, joined by my sexy co-host, Kenzie.
Hi.
Hello, there she is. All right, thank you so much for joining us for episode 55. We're super excited to share some really fun stories and things we've had going on. We were recently away on a trip together, so lots of good stuff to come. But if you like what you hear in this episode, and if you've liked what you heard in past episodes, please don't forget to leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to your podcast. And for those of you just starting out, maybe this is your first episode, welcome. It's a wild ride, and we hope you enjoy it.
So in this episode, we will share what's new with us in our Chick Chat segment, give you the updates, what we've been up to, and then rather than, I guess, our normal life and the lifestyle segment, this episode, we're just going to give you all the dirty, sexy, fun details from Pod Bash, where we all just spent several days and nights and had an amazing time. And that will really be the focus for this episode, just to kind of give you some of our takeaways, what we learned, what we did, who we met, maybe a little bit about who we connected with. Ooh, and yes. Sprinkle in some spice and fun for you there. But so a little bit different format this time, but we'll keep it fun and sexy for you, and can't wait to tell you all the details.
Oh, so excited. All right, let's dive right into our Chick Chat segment, huh?
Yeah.
Per usual, we're starting with some Fireball, so cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, it's so spicy tonight. It really is. I don't know why, but yum. Still good, still good.
Oh.
Honestly, yeah. Though, I feel like I could take a little break from it again. We had a lot at Pod Bash.
It is amazing. I feel like we barely had a chance to detox from Pod Bash, and here we are tonight.
Hey, we got to do it for the people. Here we are.
You know, here we are. We're here for you, friends.
So before we get into all of that and some of our future plans, I think, is what we're going to focus on for Chick Chat.
Yeah.
Let's start off with Quiver, because not only have we both been using it separately and as FWAP, but we had our little, not competition, oh my gosh, raffle.
Raffle
for September, which we also did in August. But for September, if you signed up for a new profile with the code Q code FWAT, you were entered into our raffle to win a free annual membership.
Yes.
So we have our winner from that. Would you like to share, Kenzie?
Drum roll, please. So the September winner, and I did get permission, is Partners in Crime from Portland, and they're probably going to cringe, Oregon.
I say Oregon.
I don't know. I'm sorry. O-R. Portland. Ooh, O-R.
Yay, Portland.
So yeah, I had reached out to them to let them know that they won and just, again, to make sure it was okay to shout out their screen name. But I will say I'm looking at their profile right now. Super sexy, attractive couple. They look like tons of fun, big smiles on their faces in their photos. So I wish you guys weren't like whatever 4,000 miles away, because it looks like we would probably all have a really good time hanging out.
Oh, I've never been to Oregon, and that's on my list. So maybe we'll come meet you.
Yeah. I was in Portland a couple years ago, and I did not embrace the city to its fullest. So I would love to go back and
the state. Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all of it. Both.
Well, congrats, and thank you guys so much for signing up. We hope you have a lot of success on Quiver.
Yeah.
We'll look for you there.
Yeah, and if you happen to be in the Portland area, get on Quiver now and find Partners in Crime. They look like an amazing couple.
Heck yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. This is why I love doing this. Connecting and helping other people connect. Very fun. So yeah, on that note, also for Quiver, if you can still sign up, it's not like it's closed to signing up now, but if you would like to sign up using the Q code FWAT, you will regardless. You'll get a full 30 days, all access trial.
Exactly.
And I think that's pretty awesome. You get to try it out for free using our Q code FWAT. You literally have nothing to lose.
Yeah. Check it out. Let us know what you think.
All right. So shots are in. We've talked about Quiver. Gosh, what else do we have to share for Chick Chat? Do you have anything besides what we've recently been through together that you would like to share for you and Gary?
Yeah, nothing really lifestyle related. I think since our last episode, we had kind of a vanilla family trip and just kind of some low-key weekends because really we were just focused on getting ready for Pod Bash. So, I don't necessarily have too much exciting stuff to share with people. I mean, nobody wants to hear about my trip to the grocery store, so...
Not necessarily.
But how about you and Barry? Anything sexy or fun or unique that you guys have been up to?
Not too much prior to Pod Bash. I feel like we have things upcoming.
Yeah.
We are looking forward to, in November, our trip to Desire RM with the Pineapple Fitness Takeover. We actually met some of the people at Pod Bash who will be there, so I'm super excited to see them again.
Awesome.
So that was cool. It was like a preview to that weekend or that week getaway, so I'm very much looking forward to that. And I don't know if it was the same for you. Maybe not, because I know you were slightly under the weather this week. But after Pod Bash, I have been riding this like horny high. I don't even know how else to describe it. I've been feeling really sexual lately. And I don't know if I'm getting older, like I'm in my prime of sexuality. I don't know.
Could be.
But on Tuesday, I think it was, I sent Barry a photo randomly in the afternoon. During the workday, I work from home, so this isn't creepy, but I was just so horny. I started masturbating and I sent him a photo and I just fucking lost it. I found this new way to make myself orgasm just standing up with the toy inside of me. And like, it was just mind blowing. And I was all by myself, just horned up and fucking loving life. And I don't know if it was like residual, just sexy vibes or I felt like maybe I thought I had more to give, so this was like my outlet. I took it out of myself in a very positive way. But yeah, I've been just feeling pretty sexual lately.
All right. Any particular toy? Any toy will do it? Like what is new in that position for you?
Probably any toy could do it. Like this literally just slid right inside of me. It took fucking nothing. But this had the little front
like so wet.
Oh my God, it was insane. this has the little like front claws. What do you call that?
Kind of like a rabbit. Is it like, cause it kind of had like, two ears. Little like ear kind of. Yeah. Okay.
And so standing upright, I was pushing those up pretty firmly. And like, I had my legs real tight together and it was just this intense, oh my God, try it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It hit the spot and I was literally like moaning out loud and wanted to take a nap afterwards because it was that great. So that was new for me. I don't typically do things like that.
It's a nice afternoon. Yes.
So whatever is going on, I hope it lasts. I don't know if it's just some random fluke, but that's been fun.
Was Barry able to like respond in a timely fashion to sort of like encourage you on, or did he not see the message till later? Yeah.
Our new thing is we joke and before I send him like something sexy, I do the NSFW and then I send it for him, like not safe for work. And then he's like, oh my God, what is going on? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just so horny. But then I had to wait a couple hours for him to get home to have him. But, you know,
I guess delayed gratification is good, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So once in a while, it's fun to just explore yourself and learn what feels best in your own body. So, yeah, I guess that's my biggest news.
Well, yeah, that's pretty fucking amazing news. Well done, Madison. So then, given that, you know, again, we are just getting back from Pod Bash and that was kind of the focus, we are shifting our sights now, I guess, to future plans.
We just can't stop.
I know. Just can't stop, won't stop. And obviously, you and Barry have Desire RM coming up, like you just said, in November. But actually, tonight, pre-recording, we as a group were talking about potential New Year's plans. So this is where we could maybe use a little bit of feedback. So last year for New Year's, we went to Nashville and had a really good time. No really formal takeover or event or anything like that. But we just kind of put it out there that we were going to be in town and anybody who was around or willing and able to meet up, you know, we kind of kept people updated with where we were going to be and what we were doing. And that was super fun. So we were kind of thinking of doing something like that again this New Year's. And right now we were throwing out a couple different options. Right now we are thinking about a friction party in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes.
Which would be a new destination for me. And I think for most of, if not all of FWAT, most of us, some of us.
Never for fun.
So we're thinking about that. So obviously a couple months away, but if we have any listeners in the Raleigh area, or I guess really anywhere else in North
Raleigh,
Carolina.
Raleigh, Durham, Charlotte, anything.
Anywhere there. We would love to hear from you if you have been to one of those events. any advice or suggestions or tips or anything.
Or could you possibly go? Do you want to go with us, meet us, hang out even prior?
Yeah.
Anything.
Because, I mean, nothing's really set in stone yet, but we were kind of thinking, if we could get there maybe a day early and kind of hang out and just check out the sights and the city.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the party on New Year's Eve would be awesome. So if that rings a bell for you, let us know. Reach out. You can get us on Instagram and X at FWAT_podcast. You can email us, friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. So we would love to hear any feedback anybody has about that. But that was sort of a tentative idea that we are looking at right now for New Year's. So let us know.
Yes. Lots of good sexiness to come, I'm sure. So we're going to take a quick break, hear from one of our partners, and we'll be back for Life and the Lifestyle. Hey there, twisty friends. Let's talk about something important, your sexual health. As swingers, we all enjoy our fair share of sex, including oral sex. But how often do we think about the potential risks that are involved? Or perhaps fellas out there might worry about their member rising to the occasion. Cue in Shameless Care. They're the experts in STI testing and ED medication. With Shameless Care, you get an at-home testing kit that arrives in discreet packaging, a virtual physician consultation, unlimited questions to ask, and free virtual follow-up care for any positive results. All of this from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Shameless Care also offers ED medication at half the price of other providers, giving you the chance to save over $200 a year. No games, no added shipping charges, no more hassle. Visit shamelesscare.com/FWAT and receive $20 off of your order. That's right, friends. Just visit shamelesscare.com/FWAT for your next purchase. We're certain you won't be disappointed.
All right, here we are, friends, back from Pod Bash. Barely had a fucking second to detox.
Seriously.
And we all got together again to have more fucking Fireball and drinks.
Because we're here for you,
you know? This is for you, friends. I hope you appreciate it, because here we are. No, we had an amazing time. Yeah, probably could have used a little more sleep, a little more water, whatever. We all, I think, kind of had a rough few days at work here. But we're back. We're recharged to bring you this fun recap and let you know all the ins and outs, the good and bad. No, there really wasn't any bad.
Not much bad.
Yeah.
All right. So what was Pod Bash?
Okay.
Let's just start with that. I know we've talked about it every other year it's happened, but in case you're new or just starting with this episode, Pod Bash is just this, it's a fucking party.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's just a reunion of some great friends and a party with new friends. But so the gist of how Pod Bash started 4 years ago was Front Porch Swingers connected with a bunch of other fun lifestyle podcasters, mm-hmm. said, you want to help host this party, this event down at Secrets in Florida. And it's kind of evolved over the past couple years, a few different locations, but we were back at Secrets this year. And I feel like it was a good variety of podcasters, non-podcasters, content creators, just fun fucking people, locals, people from all over the country.
Yeah.
It really is just a fun gathering, a fun party together.
Indeed.
Does that summarize it basically?
Well said, Madison.
So this year, the technical podcasters, I believe, that were there was obviously the Front Porch Swingers, Swinging Flamingos, Pineapple Life Podcast, Bulls and Queens Podcast, and us. Friends
Yours truly. The and old FWAT crew was hanging around too.
We're always just going to show up. Yeah. And there were some awesome sponsors and vendors this year. Mm-hmm. So they set up some tables, I believe mostly on Saturday, but some on Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Shameless Care, who we're partners with. Shivers, who we're partners with also, they were there. And their friend, the Golden Pony.
Hey.
Pineapple Life, they had this whole amazing activities every day at their cabana. Necklaces and all super fun stuff all weekend.
Yeah. There was Panthers Furniture.
Love
which
it.
Is a, I think, a new sort of budding online storefront that creates basically fun sex furniture. So, I mean, we can link some of this. We can throw it on our website, whatever.
Yeah.
But just to give everybody a shout out, the Voluptuous Vixen store
had some tent.
Cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful things. Beautiful human as well. And then we met at least, I don't know, and I think it was for new for all of us, Birds of a Feather matchmaking. We got to connect with the couple behind that. And they are based out of Chicago, and they run like specifically at like an E&M kind of matchmaking site. I think they also will do reviews for single males. Like if you want, if you're a single male and you want some feedback about your profile, I believe that's a service that they will provide for you. So they were super fun to chat with.
They were a great couple.
And meet. Yeah. So lots of great other podcasters and vendors and sponsors, but nobody really like in your face about it.
No.
I mean, it's not like we were walking around like, we're for what? Like nobody fucking cares.
No.
But I mean, but it was just a nice, very supportive community. Our Shivers friends had a tent going, giving away free samples for people just to kind of try the product first. And I thought it was really cool. I think on Sunday, maybe, they did like kind of like a sale day, which I thought was nice. So again, like if it was something that you weren't really sure about but kind of wanted to try, it's always nice to be able to get, you know, a little bit of a discount and just like at least see if you think it's for you or not. So that's always a fun bonus.
I know. Yeah, they were selling stuff the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
But they were kind of surprised they were selling out a lot of the products pretty quickly, which, I mean, what else would you expect with a bunch of, like, fun, sexy, horny swinger, open lifestyle type of people?
Right. And you're selling a product that is going to, like, enhance that for them? Like,
come on.
Yeah. Sign me up.
So that we're going to add some of those stories into our day-by-day recap. Mm. But, yes, we had a lot of Shivers consumption.
What? Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
And, yeah, going off of talking a little bit more about Shivers and the Love Your products, which are geared more towards the ladies and work amazingly. They're Libido, Hustle, and Slumber gummies. Ooh. They're all gummies, by the way, the Shivers products too. If you would like to try them or, well, honestly, we highly fucking recommend them. Go to Shivers.
Just do it. Go buy some right now.
The website is shivers.store. It's also linked on our website, friendswithatwist.com. But if you make a purchase and use the coupon code FWAT, you will get 10% off. So, really, you have nothing to lose. We promise. We vouch for it. Please try it.
We really do.
Start in small quantities. There were a few people this weekend that I think haven't done gummies like ever. And so there's THC in this and certain ingredients, their bodies weren't used to it, so it was a little too much for them. So start with a half of whatever you're starting with if you haven't done it before, but we highly recommend the products for a really heightened, fun sexual experience. I'm wetter, I'm hornier. See, I'm maybe I'm still on Shivers right now and don't even know it.
But we don't even know.
It makes for a really fun sexual experience. So again, check them out at shivers.store, and you can use coupon code FWAT for 10% off.
Yeah, Shivers.
So we were back at Secrets this year, which I think was great. Vegas was fun last year, but Secrets is really just built for that party vibe.
Yeah.
Has the club built in. Now that new bigger second pool. Mm-hmm. Rooms are right there. They're themed rooms. I don't know. I feel like it's a really good venue for this type of thing.
Yeah, I would agree. So if you have never been, Secrets Hideaway in Kissimmee? I don't know. Florida.
Whatever, it's in Florida.
outside of Orlando. So, like, truth be told, it's really, I guess, an old kind of like Ramada Inn. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like an old hotel, but whatever. Hear me out. So the rooms are in basically a U shape. And then in the middle of the U is where the bar, the two hot tubs, the new, and I guess, quote unquote, the old pool are all located. So when you book a room at Secrets, you can either book an interior room, which basically means that your door is going to open up to the pool, bar, hot tub area.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can book an exterior room, which essentially means that your door is going to open up on the opposite side of the building.
To the parking lot.
Which is to the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
All have their pros and cons, whatever. They're are various types of rooms, which is the beauty of Secrets. So I think for the most part, they're all like individually owned.
Mm-hmm.
So people have decorated them in various themes, which is always fun. And I think we'll probably come back to that idea a little bit when we talk about the room crawl. But the idea is you can like kind of check out the different, like what every room looks like, because they all have something slightly different, essentially. So, all right, that's kind of the general layout. But also, there is a nightclub right on premise. There is also a dungeon and playrooms right on premise. So essentially in my mind, Secrets is as close to all-inclusive as you're going to get in the U.S., since there are no truly all-inclusives in the U.S. But everything, if you're staying there, really you can have everything essentially there. However, for what it's worth, you don't have to partake in fucking everything. So there are people that can come and just buy a day pass to be at the pool during the day. Or people can come just to buy, like, whatever, I don't know, the ticket for the club for at night. So it's not that, like, everybody is just fucking lives there. But there are different options where you can come for the day or just for the night, or you can be staying there. So you can kind of mix and match, which I guess is nice. For something like Podbash, though, obviously, for the most part, I think they had the entire fucking place, like, sold out.
Yeah, basically.
It was, like, all fucking Podbash related. Which is cool and super fun that everybody was there because they knew what was going on and wanted to be part of it. But that, I hope, kind of gives at least a rough layout.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of questions online or social medias where people ask, how is Secrets in the U.S. or how's Caliente? Because we don't want to go out of the country. Where can we go in the U.S. to get that same type of vibe? Well, I guess, honestly, we would recommend Secrets Resort, Secrets Hideaway in Florida. But the caveat is it's not perfect. And it, no, it's not an all-inclusive. You're charged for, if you want to have a wristband, for the parking, for the nighttime parties, even if you're staying there. You have to buy your own drinks, your own food. And the rooms are fun and great. But unfortunately, it seems like every year, at least one of us has had some sort of room problem. AC related, bug related. I don't know. I've heard there's been many a different stories. Sure. So We've gone back at least three or four times. Like, obviously, we're okay with it, but maybe taper your expectations that it's not, like, the Mexico resorts for the lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, to my knowledge, there's no room service. Like, it's not that kind of resort. Yeah, we've had a few issues over the years. I will say this year, Gary and I had some air conditioning issues, and to their credit, Secrets was very responsive to our needs. They were there kind of checking on things and trying to rectify the issue. This is like an old building having been renovated, I'm sure, several times over at this point. So, yeah, just don't go there expecting the Ritz-Carlton because it's not that. And that's okay. But again, just managing expectations.
Exactly. If you go in knowing that, you can have a blast. Yeah. But yeah. And probably best to show up there with people that you know or plan to meet people there because that makes the party vibe a lot more fun like we did. All right. We're going to get into each kind of day by day shortly. But anyone want to guess how much Fireball we went through?
Because I know you're all thinking it. You saw some of the stories we posted while we were there. So just killing time here, giving you a minute to think about it if you are interested.
So we had a shot ski, we had a Fireball chiller, and another Fireball chiller that you could pour shots from.
Yeah.
All donated by some amazing fucking friends that we've met only at Podbash.
Yes.
Like, this is the community we're talking about. It's fucking amazing. But yeah, I think we went through four handles plus a reserve bottle. So,
you know,
we shared a lot with friends.
We did. We did share a lot. Because, just to maybe kind of maybe wrap this in a little bow.
Yes.
So, at Secrets, once the bar is open, you can't bring alcohol in. You can't.
To the pool area.
Yeah. Sorry, I know that sounds weird.
You can drink outside your rooms and walk along the outside, but you can't bring it into the pool area.
Yeah. So, the more economical of us often took a little train of friends back.
We called it the duck walk because we looked like a duckling, like a string of ducklings walking back to the room for Fireball shots.
So there were several instances of that. But yeah, I mean, frankly, especially for something like a shot, like, let's be honest. Yeah. I think a couple years ago when we were at Secrets, it was like fucking $10 a shot for Fireball or something.
Oh, really?
When we were ordering them at the bar.
What the fuck?
It was a little, it was a kind of a lot. So there is that option. You just need to leave the pool area. You can go back to your room and drink whatever you want and then come back empty handed. So we took advantage of that option a little bit along the way.
I feel like we kicked that right off the bat, so let's dive into it. So I think we honestly started doing that on Thursday. That was the day we arrived. Mm-hmm. And it was all that excitement and like the anticipation of what's to come, sure. Seeing old friends that we've met previously. I feel like that's how we kicked things off. Like, we definitely started off pretty early with some fireball shots with friends. Yeah. And I think that's the day we took that shot ski photo I shared on social media with our friends. You and I with our two friends were in that photo. It was not very Gary, as everyone on social media said.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I feel like that was the highlight of Friday. It was kind of just like a chill arrival day.
Yeah.
And we definitely went to the pool for the day. And then I think at night was just the club meet and greet, right?
Yeah.
It was just one of those chill connection type of days.
I was just going to add that even as we were arriving, I think we had all barely just kind of checked in and maybe like thrown our bags in our room. We immediately started seeing people that we've met at previous pod bashes.
Yes.
And I just remember, because you know how awkward I am, I felt like I was kind of a little sweaty and gross from having we were bringing in like alcohol and groceries in our bags and whatever. And then we saw friends and it was like, my instinct was to run up and hug them.
Mm-hmm.
And then like right before I threw myself at them, I was like, oh, I might be a little gross right now. Like, but it was too late. I was in it to win it. So, but it's just like that kind of environment that like if you've been really at this point, if you've been to one or more pod bashes, there are so many familiar faces mm-hmm. that's part of the fun of all of this is seeing those people that you've met in previous years.
Oh my God, 100%.
And I really think nobody cared, but in my own head I was like, oh my God, like I feel sweaty and gross, but like no, I don't think anybody really cared.
No, I'm pretty sure that was the last thing on their minds. They just wanted to say hello to you.
Yeah. So we got in, situated, club meet and greet like you said, and yeah, just like a super fun, like we were just kind of amped up, ready to go.
Yeah, I feel like so the club meet and greet, I think we showed up a little bit late to that. It took us a while to actually get ready and get going to that, from what I remember. Sexy side of that night, it was actually more so just between Barry and I. So we just took that night to ourselves, just had our fun time with each other back in our room. We had a cute little Harley Quinn room, so we enjoyed that. Mirror on the ceiling. So we connected with each other just to ease into the weekend for that night. I don't know, did you have any sexy fun that very, very, very first night?
Yeah, no, we jumped right in. So Gary and I were able to connect with a couple that we were like right on the verge of connecting with last year in Vegas, actually. Mother Nature had some other plans, so that was delayed. So yeah, I feel like when we all were kind of like back in the same space this year, we were just like ready to kind of pick up where we left off. Which is amazing. So we had a really fun experience with some friends, again, that we have known from previous pod bash years that we had not played with before. So that opportunity presented itself this year. So we, we jumped right on it. So
please tell me a little bit more.
Yeah. So given that there was this kind of anticipation and buildup, I guess like the little sort of nugget or gem that I will share with everyone, at least for right now, is as we reconnected with this couple, again, it was the first time that we had played with them, I really appreciated the level of dirty talk that she provided. And even though I am not a dirty talker myself, I really appreciated in the play experience, like hearing the things that she was saying to Gary.
Oh my gosh, like what?
Like kind of fueled me. So I'm not going to do it justice, but like,
you don't have to say it in the same tone. Okay. It's okay.
No, thank God. Like a dramatic reenactment. Yeah, she was kind of offering like, just like talking about like his hard cock.
Ooh.
And like, just like about riding his cock and like being wet and just like, I mean,
I can so picture this because I know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just like amazing. And again, like as a not dirty talker, like maybe it doesn't take much to whatever impress me.
Mm-hmm.
But like she just like it was so genuine and she was like totally in it. I just fucking loved it.
Yeah.
And it just kind of like helped, I think, kind of fuel the whole experience because it's not something that I'm good at. But like hearing someone else do it well really was very just exciting and like it kind of like fueled the whole experience. So, and yeah, like you said, you know who I'm talking about. She is like this beautiful petite blonde, just like this firecracker of a personality. Oh my God, yes. She's just like such an amazingly beautiful human, like would do anything for you. Like she helped me out later in the weekend when I wasn't feeling well.
So
like
sweet.
She's just amazing. And he is like this like strong, quiet type.
Yes.
And so like trying to like bring him out of his shell a little bit was like fun. And yeah, so just like a super cool couple. But that was kind of like, I guess, our sexy highlight for the first night. Like we just fucking, Gary and I dove right in. Like we're here, we're fucking, and let's do it.
I feel like you guys started really strong.
Yes.
We didn't. We finished maybe slower and we picked up at the end.
Yes. We were kind of like opposite. Like
yes.
We probably met in the middle somewhere, but yeah, we were kind of like an opposite. Yeah. No, I agree.
I love it. Oh, I'm so glad you got to connect with them. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. So that's just Thursday. So Friday, traditionally, we started off with our foie trot.
Yeah, always
or
mixed
twisty
reviews.
Trot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if we've ever really settled on a name. I guess it's the Fwat Trot because there's a t-shirt about it.
I'm wearing a t-shirt that says Fwat Trot 2024 from our very good friend. So I'm wearing it right now. And so that's what it was. But we did about a 3-mile run. I think we had about 15 to 20 people that morning just show up and run with us. Bless their hearts. It was hot. It was sweaty. Ugh. God bless
Florida.
That fucking security guard who brought us bottles of water after we finished. That was so sweet.
Yeah, that really was.
I am impressed by most of the
staff.
Did we
ever tip him?
Yeah.
Oh, good, yes. Good job, good, Gary.
Yes, yes, we did that. So very sweet, but it was fun. Some of the people walked, most of the people ran. Yeah. You did it at your own pace. It was not a big deal. You didn't get a medal. You got a fireball shot at the end and an orange, but it was a good time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yeah, we left just from right outside the lobby, essentially, and it's just this pretty straightforward, like, not amazing route.
Mostly out and back.
Yeah, just, like, pretty straightforward in that respect.
But anyway, yeah, it was a great time. We got through it, and I thought that was a good way to detox a little. I felt a little more confident because I got a little exercise in for the morning. So just for the mental game, it felt really good to start the day that way.
Yeah, I would agree.
As hard as it was to get up. But
as much as we didn't actually feel like running,
exactly,
like by the when we were done, it was good.
So after that fun, we show up at the pool together, and per usual, we showed up in the same fucking bikini. We've literally done this every year. We know we're gonna bring the same bikini. We don't talk about it, but we just know we are, and we always just randomly show up in it on the same day. So that black and pink little bikini that I think Gary got for both of us, or you gave me one of yours. Mm-hmm. Looks fucking amazing, but yeah, Friday we were twinsies at the pool.
Yeah. I was just going to add, people didn't believe that it was coincidence.
Oh, they think we planned it.
Yeah.
We did not.
Legit talk. Did not plan it.
We literally are on the same wavelength. There were a few times this weekend we'd yell out the same fucking words at the same time. We're just so used to each other, I guess. We're the same person.
Besties.
But I feel like Friday was a little more fun at the pool. We're involved in, or we got to witness some pool games. So it was a different couple hosting, I guess, the party vibe at Secrets this year. It's their new gig. So they helped to get a few pool games going. I know there was the cock ring toss. That was fun to watch from afar. I believe it was either females or males put on like a strap on, and then it was a ring toss to get as many rings on the cock as you could.
Yeah.
Neither of us partook in that.
No.
And then I guess we missed, I think I saw a little from our room because we were back doing shots with people, but there was a sex position game. Oh, based on themes. We caught the end of this.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I didn't really understand the theme part of it.
I agree.
Holy fuck. There was this one couple where she picked her husband up.
She did like a bicep curl with her husband. It was amazing.
Like, held him and sucked his cock.
Yeah.
On this wet poolside floor. It was fucking amazing. They were amazing.
Yeah, I think they won the whole day.
They did.
Just everything. Like, there was just hands down.
But that's I guess we should have said that from the beginning. Yes, you can be nude at Secrets and have sexual activity occurring poolside, which was a part of that game. So that was fucking fun to watch.
Yeah. And then there was also like a sexy shot game that you partook in, Madison, where I guess the idea was like, what kind of position can you get into? Like, what is the sexiest position you can get into to take a shot from your partner?
Yes.
So definitely a few traditional, like, male-female mm-hmm. partners, but you took it up a notch.
Yeah, so I went up with two other ladies that we're friends with, and I poured the shot down between my tits and, like, down my stomach. I did not have a top on, but I had my bottoms on, pulled them down a little bit, so the shot ran down my body into her mouth because she was kneeling facing me, like, her mouth at my pussy, took the shot, turned to the other female. I think they did a little, like, boob making out whatever action, but then she spit the shot into the other female's mouth.
Yeah.
And it was just hot. So I was proud to be a part of that.
And you guys won.
Oh, yeah. And they, yes, we won, and all the prizes I gave to them. So I, they got some, like, mold a vagina thing, some vibrator thing. Yeah. I was like, guys, just take it. You deserve it.
Yeah.
So fuck, I missed out on some of that, but good for them. It was a good time. And the giveaways were from the Front Porch Swingers and some of their sponsors. So yeah, there were some really awesome giveaways.
There really were. Yeah. It was amazing.
That's one of my favorite games. So hopefully do that next time if we go. I don't know if you have anything more from the day, but if not, maybe jump into the poker run that night.
Yeah, I think so. So that evening, again, Brian and Brenna, Front Porch Swingers, are kind of hosting and coordinating all of this amazingness from the background. They're like pulling the puppet strings to have all the fun. And we did a poker run on Friday night. So the idea is people who wanted to participate started, I guess, kind of in their room. You had to buy like a card for whatever amount.
Because it was for a donation at the end. Yeah. Yes.
And then you went to each of, I think there were five rooms.
Probably.
I think it was like the podcasters. Yeah. So, at each room you went to, you drew a card, and you're essentially trying to come up with, like, a good poker hand is mm-hmm. the idea. So that was really fun because
yeah.
it does give people an opportunity to mix and mingle, see the different rooms, mm-hmm. meet different people, kind of a fun activity along the way. So, yeah. So we had, of course, fireball shots available. We had the cards for people to draw. We kind of held this out of your and Barry's room.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a sex swing. You had like the Harley Quinn room for people to check out.
Yeah, super cute.
And yeah, it was really fun.
So then at the club that night, it was the pop culture icon theme. And I'm not going to lie, before we went, I wasn't thrilled by the themes. Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest. I was a little unsure.
Sure.
But we all went as Baywatch for our pop culture icon night. And I thought it was fucking perfect. I ended up loving the costumes. I think other people loved it too. Yeah. So much creativity that night.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I can picture all these things, but I can't even list all the theme nights off. It was like Halloween night on drugs. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
No, absolutely.
way more fun than I initially expected.
Yeah. There were like some Barbie and Ken duos.
Yeah.
Again, we went as Baywatch. I know
Tomb Raider,
there was like, yeah, Laura
wrestling.
Croft. Yeah. So many good ideas.
Betty Boop.
Oh, like
Marilyn
Dolly
Monroe.
Parton.
Oh my gosh, so yeah. many things. So then actually, some fun to end that night. So the super hot couple invited Barry and I to go down to the dungeon to see if I wanted to be flogged.
Okay.
And I said yes. So we Ooh. Followed them down there. And they chose all the pieces to use. I said I didn't want it stingy. I just wanted like the general smacking, flogging type of thing. They seemed to know what they were doing, so right. we followed their lead. The dungeon was not super busy, so I got down on this. I bent over on this like horse type of thing, you know, like the straight thing you lean over,
like
whatever.
A spanking bench.
Yeah, sure. Okay. That I was bent over that, and they had these feathery tools, so they'd like Ooh. Rub a soft feather up my body. Because at this point, I took all my clothes off. Probably should have started with that. We went down there and I just took all my clothes off, bent over. Everyone else was dressed, but they'd rub this soft feathery thing up my body, around my neck, and then they'd slowly tap my ass like with the flogger,
yeah.
rub the soft feathers on my body, Ooh. Do it a little harder, rub the soft feathers, and then they're like, use the yellow, red, like tell us when you're getting there. I'm like, okay. Keep going. So she flogged more, he flogged more, and then I could tell Barry was doing some, but then they like rub my ass softly, rub the feathers up and down my body.
Yeah.
I could feel, like, sense that there were people watching, but that just, like, heightened the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started to get a little harder, so I was like, okay, maybe that's red, okay. And so they listened appropriately, backed off a little bit. But I had taken shivers earlier that night, so I was already, like, extra heightened by everything, and God, thank you that that happened, because I could not have just gone to bed without something happening. Like, I needed my body to be able to release these this sexual energy that I had, mainly also from the shivers, but mm-hmm. just the atmosphere. So that was all it was. We didn't play with them that night or anything. Okay. It was just a super sexy flogging experience in the dark dungeon.
Mm.
It was amazing. I thanked them like profusely. It was it was like beautiful. It was a perfect experience. So
that kind of stuff sometimes is just fucking extra hot,
because
it like leaves that door open
for maybe
a future encounter where you're already going to have, I guess, like that buildup.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yes, there's something to be said for the you meet and there's a connection and you fuck and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I also can appreciate those instances where there's, I don't know, almost like that extended foreplay kind of idea.
Yeah, no expectation. Yeah. Just we're going to do like, this.
Mm-hmm. Maybe something will happen in the future, maybe not, but like it just kind of like can, I don't know, it like adds to that buildup, which is super hot.
So the rest of the weekend I was like, oh my God, are we gonna do more? Oh my god, that was so hot. That was amazing. So we completely lost track of you two, so I don't know where you went off to. I know we all took shivers that night, so I assumed you were fucking somebody.
Probably. It's a safe assumption. More to come on that later.
Okay, okay.
So we'll move on to Saturday.
All right, fair enough.
So more of the kind of pool games. Again, like the vendors and sponsors were all out. So people were interacting and just kind of meeting each other and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it was interesting. A couple people passed out during the day by the pool too. And I don't know why Secrets doesn't have just like a nurse or a medical staff to give IVs or something. They could probably make a killing doing that. I would work there and do that. But that seemed to be an issue for a few people. The heat, the drinking, not enough water and whatnot. Sure. So that was interesting. That added to the excitement.
But
that's enough of the day, maybe.
Just something to mention very briefly, because I don't think either of us partook in it.
Oh, what was that?
But just to give you an idea of some of the things that happen at Pod Bash, Brenna hosted a strap-on-a-thon, ladies only, and that was like kind of like Saturday, like late morning. If any ladies wanted to go and participate in some activities with
or
a strap-on.
Or you could just socialize and watch.
Yeah, or just socialize. Yeah. And yeah, I'll just speak for myself. I did not attend, not really for any particular reason. I'm not opposed. I'm not offended. It was nothing like that. I just wasn't sure that it was really my sort of scene, I guess. But I thought it was a very cool, fun idea to offer for the ladies that are interested.
100%
So just something I think that was unique, again, to kind of Pod Bash. So just a little shout out for that. So jumping ahead, Saturday evening was the room crawl, which I think is kind of a Secrets tradition, at least at Pod Bash, where whoever wants to participate can basically open their door and let people look at their room, think is the basic idea.
Maybe give them a snack, a shot, a tattoo like we did, just something fun. But yeah, it's a cool experience.
Because again, at Secrets, what makes it, I think, unique is that all of the rooms are different, for better or worse. You know what I mean? It's not just a standard, whatever, Marriott where every room looks the same. So the idea of the room crawl is that you can bounce around, meet new people, see the different rooms, check things out. And then, yeah, for the most part, I gotta be honest, some room crawlers really go fucking above and beyond. And I love you guys. I don't think we'd do this. Like, people had fucking, like, cocktails and mocktails and, like, games and giveaways and
snacks.
Fun snacks and just, like, fucking everything. We had Fireball and temporary tattoos.
And people loved it. It was a blast. It was amazing how many people came in, because that was the old Hollywood theme night, came in dressed to the nines or the whatever the saying is. Then they're like pulling their dress up. They're like, put this on my ass. Like, I fucking loved it. That was a blast.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And as I was trying to make notes for this episode, my thought was, oh my gosh, I can't believe how many people were excited about the tattoos. And then as I reflected a little bit, I don't really know if it was actual excitement or if it was just Gary at the door shoving people in saying, pick a tattoo and take a shot.
You can't leave unless you take a tattoo. Oh, okay, maybe that was the hype.
So I'm not sure exactly how that went down, but I put a hell of a lot of tattoos on people that night.
Yeah, same. I did too.
Yeah. And I will say, just to jump ahead a hot second, impressed about how many tattoos were still visible at the pool the next day, my own included. I really was surprised. Like, I didn't expect those tattoos to last through the night. I thought they were going to rub or sweat off or whatever. And no, next day at the pool, we were still like, cool tattoo.
So then we went to the club for the night. It was the old Hollywood theme night. Mm-hmm. Super fun. Everyone looked amazing, attractive that night. We both had on long, similar dresses with super high slits. We'll share photos on our social media coming up this week. Yeah. But yeah, it was just a very sexy, classy night. And the club was hopping. It was fun. It was just that general night. And then I believe we both also went our separate ways for different adventures. But I know for that night, I'm going to save sharing the story. But Barry and I had a very fun night with a couple that we met earlier that day. I believe we officially met them. I couldn't fucking remember where they were from. I thought they were a different couple. I was like, meet this couple from the same place you are. And they're like, that was us. So anyway, I redeemed myself, I think, in the bedroom with them. So I'm going to share that very hot, sexy story probably in our next episode. Damn Canadians, but they're always a good time. So anyway, more to come on that. But I feel like just the vibe of everyone, amazing hair, amazing makeup, amazing dresses. Everyone felt sexy and good. It was a really fun night.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the one maybe silly thing that I remember from that night, among other things, are, I hope, friends, Dude and the Disco Doll from the Pineapple Life podcast, who we have met at previous pod bashes. He had his vampire gloves on that night with his outfit. And as soon as I saw that he had those gloves on, again, you and I were kind of in similar dresses. I had no panties on, this high slit dress. Very easy for me to just like flick the fabric, and I had like my whole ass and, you know, my legs out. And I remember sort of like bending over and offering my ass to him. And he was gracious enough to kind of give me a nice like vampire glove, like a run up and down the leg with the gloves, which I totally appreciated. So yeah, it was just like a fun, sexy night. Everybody just looked good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's one of those themes that I feel like a ton of different interpretations. But just everybody, I think, was feeling like fun and sexy and just like it fucking worked for everybody. It was amazing.
Like classy, sexy. Actually, less than an hour into the night at the club, I was like, oh my God, I got to go back and put in my butt plug. So I went back to the room and put in my butt plug and came back to the club. And you have to listen to the next episode because I have the funniest, sexy, but like the funniest little story about the butt plug when we were playing too. So please stay tuned for that. But I will say that night before we went to play with this couple, we tried the playroom.
Okay.
It was fucking like packed. So we met them down there. You have to go in there naked. So we paid for the locker, got naked, went down. Everyone was fucking on all the beds. So we ended up leaving. But I don't know if you went down to the playroom at all.
It's no.
A lot of areas with like flat mattresses that you can play, some private rooms, but sexy energy. But you probably want to go there earlier in the night. So we ended up playing back in our room that night. But something to take away.
Sure. Anyway, good to know.
So that was a good time.
All right, so yes, playrooms on my list for next time. We need to check that out. But for this episode, let's move it along to Sunday and maybe share a few quick highlights from that day at Podbash.
Yeah. I guess probably one of the biggest takeaways I'll say for me, or for Barry and I, was that he finally was able to have his first solo play session.
Ooh.
And there's really no better scenario than doing it at Podbash or something like this, because I can't imagine doing this back at home. And I say that because, well, you're there with your partner, you're staying there, it's we're all together, there's rooms you can go to easily and then come back together and hang out. Like, it's just the perfect setup. You're not going out on a private date with somebody.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever. He finally had his first solo play session. It probably never would have happened if I wasn't just like, okay, which room are you guys going to fucking play in? Like, it took all fucking weekend to make it happen, but it finally did, and I'm happy he had a good time. We were able to you know, talk about it ahead of time, talk about it afterwards. Okay. Showered, brushed his teeth. I was okay then. It was a big deal. It was different. It was new. So
sure.
It was a little bit, a lot to process while it was happening. I hung out in your room talking to you, and Gary took a shot with me. You guys were amazing to just help me get through this adrenaline anxiety rush.
Yeah, just a little distraction.
Because it was new.
Yeah.
But it worked out okay. It was fun. And I will say that I think in a way it maybe heightened or played a part of later on Sunday. Barry and I had some really, really passionate, hot sex, like really passionate.
Okay.
Also could have been some of the shivers, but mainly I think it was just us, like, because Barry didn't take any. So that led to some very, very hot fucking sex. And I think that's what I'm still like vibing off of into this week. So that worked out very well. So that was some of Sunday for us.
Very nice.
How about you?
Yeah. Sunday, I was kind of like starting not to feel very well. So I had kind of taken a little pause in the afternoon. I was able to rally a little bit for the evening, but I didn't really push it because we were planning to be up and out and moving pretty early in the morning on Monday. So I was kind of taking it easy on Sunday, but I will just give a little shout out, and I think you can kind of echo this. There had been, Brenna and Brian organized a drag show in the evening in the club on Sunday, which was super fun, and a little bit of like dancing and music and everything in the club.
Yeah.
But then things kind of moved out to just the bar area.
The pool bar.
Pool bar. And
oh my god, that was so much fun.
Such like just like fun, silly, goofy conversations.
Yes. I laughed so much.
I know you had fun like kind of dancing and stuff a little bit later after I know Gary and I had left. But just sort of like a testament, I think, to like the Pod Bash community at this point.
Absolutely.
That like, yes, there are absolutely these opportunities for super fun, sexy stuff. But it's also just the opportunity to reconnect with truly good, fun, genuine people.
Friends, yeah.
And I am just going to leave you all with this little gem. Mm-hmm. One of these sort of like bar side conversations, one of our friends said, "You haven't lived until you've cooked bacon naked at 6 a.m. Which like totally took us down this whole rabbit hole of questions and concerns and just like, again, just kind of like this goofy, silly stuff. Like nothing really overtly sexual, even though now that I say that, he was standing there totally naked. But just like, again, this like silly, fun kind of vibe.
Yes.
Which is just sort of the beauty of some of this. So I just wanted to throw that in there. But
honestly, mic drop. I don't know what better way to sum up Pod Bash than that. I think the takeaway is that if there's an opportunity to go in the future, go make these new amazing friends like we have. Go have fun. Maybe go have sexy fun. Or don't. Just have a fucking blast. Yeah. It's really great people. And we always have amazing memories. So I'm very thankful we've been able to go and be a part of this. So thank you, everybody, Front Porch Swingers and everyone else that has been involved. It's been amazing.
Absolutely.
And please stay tuned for our next episode, because we promise we are going to share some more sexy details about some of these play sessions at Pod Bash.
So yes, as much fun as we had at Pod Bash, obviously we recognize that not everybody was there. Not everybody can just easily attend. But I hope that you can take some of these messages away and apply them to other lifestyle events. For example, I think that for us, traveling with friends, i.e. Madison and Barry, and then going somewhere where we're meeting people that we know from these previous events has been just an amazing experience. Again, that's going to take some time to build all of that up. But whether it's Pod Bash or some other lifestyle event, I guess a few things I might offer as sort of takeaways is, to the extent that it's possible, I guess just try not to have expectations, which is probably difficult, especially if you're newer to some of this stuff, because it is so exciting and fun to think about like, oh my gosh, we're going to this place, and just like think of the possibilities and like all the things that could happen. But if you just try to keep it low key, I feel like that actually allows more doors to open, which again, is probably kind of tricky to do, especially when this is like all new and shiny. But I think that's important. And honestly, I would say for us, there's a little bit of a balance at this point of being very excited to see the people that we already know from previous pod bashes versus making time to go meet new people. Was something I know at least Gary and I don't know, struggled with, for lack of a better term, because we did want to reconnect with all these people that we know from previous years. But as we looked around at the broad secrets crowd, we're like, oh my gosh, who are they? Or what's going on? Or like, so it can be difficult, I will admit, to kind of make that balance. And I don't know, as a lifestyle event approach, maybe you don't want to put all your eggs into one basket, but you got to sort of like read the vibes and know whether it's time to move on or like who might be interested or not. And again, maybe some of it depends on what you're looking for, is how you're going to approach these events, but just something to keep in mind.
Yeah, one of my takeaways is that I was slightly overwhelmed this podbash, this lifestyle party event, with many opportunities that I didn't know where to fully put my energy into, so that I basically just pulled away from everything and maybe didn't have as many experiences as I could have.
Yeah.
I could have had, so that was slightly disappointing. Maybe it got too in my head with there's so much opportunity and people wanting to do things that you're like, whoa, I don't know what to do.
Where do I go?
So
yeah.
it can be a lot if it's like your first type of thing, or if you're going back and you know a lot of people. But I don't know. I think that was beautifully said. Going to lifestyle events anywhere can be overwhelming. So just take it day by day. Take it one thing at a time. Communicate with your partner.
Oh,
that really helped Barry and I get through it too. And that's always been our biggest takeaway. Communicate with your partner. So any lifestyle event.
Absolutely.
So shall we wrap it up, Kenzie?
I think so, Madison. That's it, friends. That's going to put a nice neat bow on episode 55. Mwah. I hope we painted a nice picture of Podbash for you. And again, if you can extrapolate that to any other lifestyle sort of event, takeaway, whatever, do what you want with it. But I hope we made you feel like you were there at least briefly. So we want to hear from you. Please connect with us. Give us some feedback. We are on Instagram and X at @FWAT_podcast. Or you can always email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com.
Hope to see you at a future event. And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.